Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I've been in the financials. And by the way, on this show, we like our bonds shaken and not stirred. That's why we play that music right there. We just want to make you aware, ladies and gentlemen, all those other financial shows, they actually stir their bonds. I mean, I know you're shaking your head right now in disbelief, but they do. They stir their bonds.
Sorry about this. I know it's a bit silly.
Yeah, I mean, Sean Connery, you know, he would be very upset about that. On this show, we shake him, okay? Not stir. Just so you know. All right. Anyway, we are back. I am Ken Morafe, the host. I have been in the financial services business now for 28 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 18 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And recently, Forbes named our financial advisory firm, Money Matters, one of the top 100 financial advisory firms in the United States. And we are very honored by that. And we now work with clients in 43 states. And our clients that we specialize that we work with are over the age of 50. They are retired. They are retiring soon. So if that's you, this show is designed for you.
I love it!
And you know what we always say? We have two goals for our clients. One of them is to make sure that they have financial peace of mind. We want that to happen. And then secondly, we want to make sure that their money lasts as long as they do. Okay? So we want to help them do both of those things to the extent that we can. And that's what we're all about. And one of the biggest questions and topics that we cover with clients, of course, is Social Security, because it generates an income. It's like a pension. And so we talk about that pretty much, I would say, every day. It seems like that's a topic. So this week, we're going to have a little fun with that. We're going to have a quiz for my producer extraordinaire here, Jack. So Jack, first of all, let me set the stage. For those of you who do not know, if you are a married person, you can collect half of your spouse's Social Security benefit or your own, whichever is the higher. Okay, so if half of your spouse's is higher than yours, then you can take half of your spouse's. Okay, so that's how the rules work. There are some technicalities that go with that, but that's generally how it works. So here's the quiz question. All right, so first of all, Albert is he's married, and his benefit is $2,500, and he begins to take his benefits when he's 70 years old. Okay, so when he turned 66, it was $2,500, but he turned 70, and now he's getting $3,300 a month. His spouse, Betty, decides to take half of his now that he's 70, and he's getting $3,300 a month. How much can Betty get? The answer, Jack? Oh, I stumped you. He's looking at me like he doesn't know. Yes! All right. Well, the answer is $1,250. And the reason why is because you can get half of your spouse's, but not what they're getting now, but what they get on their normal retirement age. Okay, so in this case, it was $2,500. Half of that is $1,250. So even though he was getting $3,300 at the age of 70, Betty doesn't get half of the $3,300. All right? So Ron and Kathy are married, and both wish to receive spousal benefits at the same time. He wants to get half of hers, and she wants to get half of his. Can they do that? The answer is no, they cannot. One more question. Harriet was married to Sam for 28 years. Sam is 60, and Harriet is 63. They have been divorced for longer than 2 years. Is Harriet eligible for ex-spousal benefits? The answer is no, because he is 60 and she can't get him. All right. I guess we could have more fun with that, but I think we've had enough fun for one day. Okay, so everybody calm down. Please take your seats. But one of the things that we do talk about with clients is Social Security and maximizing your benefits. It is super complicated, and if you don't do it correctly, the decisions you make, generally speaking, are final. And that's it. You're stuck with them the rest of your life, and you could leave tens of thousands of dollars on the table if you don't do it right. So here's what I want you to do. Go to our website. It is moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net is our website. Click on the link that says meet with an advisor, and then what we'll do is we'll ask you for your info, we'll call you to schedule a time to visit. We want to help you to devise your entire financial plan. Of course, Social Security is a big part of that, but we also want to talk about your 401ks, your income taxes, you know, your expenses, your cost of living, all of that. And we want to help you to build a financial plan that will help you to have your money last as long as you do. Okay, so if you want to take advantage of that, there's no charge. So you go to our website, it's moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net, and we'll look forward to meeting with you. Now, if we can help you, that's fantastic, and if we can't, we're going to tell you that too. Okay, so either way, no charge, no obligation, and we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
And Bogey is right. It is absolutely that, the beginning of a beautiful friendship. All right, so moneymatters.net is our website. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about our philosophy of buy, hold, and sell, and why right now is the time you should be thinking about it when the market is hitting all-time highs. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.